This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the WayFM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting Way FM.
Stories served with a side of Southern sass.
You're breaking my hair!
I mean charm. Here's Betty Rock.
If you're in a relationship, there's a good chance that you've been the victim of a thing called secret spending thanks to your significant other. Secret spending is when one person in the relationship spends money on something minor or mundane but doesn't tell their partner. So for instance, if the two of you have made a decision to go on a diet together and you're going to refrain from anything that's bad for you, but during your lunch break you're like, everybody's going out to get pizza, I'm going to buy myself a slice.
Right.
But you don't tell your significant other. That's what I'm talking about. That's what secret spending is. And because of the guilt that comes with keeping this secret, the guilty person tries to make up for it by doing something nice for their loved one. So the loved one just feels like to them, oh, that was just such a nice gesture. But in reality, this is being done out of guilt. So for instance, you went out on your lunch break and ate that pizza slice. You come home and you're feeling guilty because you don't really want to tell her. So you decide, honey, I'm going to do the dishes and I'm going to vacuum so you don't have to. And she's like, oh, wow, that's so kind and thoughtful. But in reality, you're doing it out of guilt.
My wife bought me a new PlayStation 5. She must have gone to an all-you-can-eat buffet and eaten everything then.
You need to question her.
Yeah, exactly. I need to get to the bottom of this. It does make me think, though, too, about just regular secret spending, like how couples don't always talk about their finances and stuff like that. Like, my wife and I, we've been married for 30 years, so everything's intertwined. Mm-hmm. But she still feels the need to tell me when she's buying things. And I don't understand that. Like, if it's under $100, like, you don't have to tell me everything you're buying. Mm-hmm. But she still feels that need to for some reason. There must be a lot of guilt going on with her. I'm going to ask her some other questions today.
Yeah, sounds like you have some problems you need to fix.
Yeah, I appreciate the heads up on that. Thank you, Rock. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. That, of course, is the band Skillet, Skillety Doo, the Christian hard rocking band. I'm a big fan of Skillet. Recently, Gavin came across some audio of them talking about what it's like to be parents on the road and when they had their kids and their kids were young. Because his wife, Corey, is a guitar player in the band. And so they've got to go up and do their thing. But then you've got young kids and you still have to take care of them. And I could see that being like extremely challenging, and he kind of went through and explained how they managed it.
There was this section in the show, maybe a 12-minute break. You do solos. So your drummer does a solo. Then I introduce my guitar. This is Seth on the guitar. Seth does a solo. During that 12 minutes, my wife, who plays guitar for the band, runs off stage, runs to the bus, feeds the kids, burps the kids, runs back on stage, grabs a guitar, and I look over and I can see white spit up stains on her black leather jacket, and I'm like, now that is a woman that knows how to rock and roll.
I mean, that's amazing. Like you do what you got to do, and moms are incredible at making things work, and that's a rock star mom for sure. But like, you might not be in a band, but you can still be a rock star mom.
Absolutely. Oh yeah, for sure. And there are so many possibilities. I mean, I feel like the day is always filled with possibilities for women to shine as a mother, because you have to be the chef, you have to be the caretaker, you have to be the cleaner, you have to be all of these things, and that can really help you shine.
So here's the deal. This is a chance for you, if you're a guy, to do what John Cooper from Skillet just did. Brag on your wife a little bit. My wife is a rock star mom because. What does she do that makes her that rock star mom that you kind of just sit back and go, wow, that is impressive? And here's the deal, too. Don't share this part with her. We post all this stuff on our podcast. You can get for free wherever you get podcasts. If you make it on the show and you talk about your wife, then share the link with her to the podcast of you. Don't, but not this part. Just the part of you, like telling why she's such a rock star. It'll be good for you. Okay. So vested
well done.
Interest. Yeah. Thank you.
Well done.
Hey, I know, man. 855-33-WAY-FM. It's 855-33-WAY-FM. A chance for you to brag on your rock star wife right now and why she is that rock star mom. 855-33-WAY-FM. Matt, what makes your wife a rock star mom?
Well, my wife is a rock star mom because not only is she a wife of our five children, ooh, but she, for the last 7 years, was also a kindergarten teacher of 25 to 30 students.
Oh, wow.
And while she, yeah, it's a pretty amazing teacher and mom. And not only that, I'm a youth pastor, so she supports me and our teens. You know, teachers are amazing, but the combo of mom and teacher is even more amazing.
Yeah, because you get paid to take care of other people's kids, so there's a nice little bonus for you, you know? But you come right home after doing that all day, and then you have to be a mom to your kids and probably take care of you too, Matt, and I think you're a handful.
Yeah, let's be honest. She has six kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chris, what is it that makes your wife a rock star mom?
So my wife, she's a third grade teacher, so with taking care of her kids and working all hard all day, she comes home to take care of our three-year-old daughter, which entails she's hyperactive, very energetic, and very demanding on the playtime. So she's always wanting to dress up and play dolls and do something. So as much as my wife wants to sit down and relax after a long day, she's full force taking care of our daughter.
Where are you when this is going on, Chris?
I'm working.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure. He's like, I'm just watching it all happen. It's amazing.
And cheering her on.
Yep. I watch it from the couch all day.
Oh, Chris, I love it, man. Thanks for being on with us.
Thank you, guys. You guys rock. Have a good day.
Oh, hey, Chris, don't forget, you can share what you said, all these nice things about her, too, by sharing the podcast with her. Just text
TWS to 91979. So TWS for The Wally Show. TWS to 91979.
And even though you're not Chris getting some brownie points, you can subscribe to our podcast the same way.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
Here's what's going on today.
So people talk all the time about how bad fast food is for you, but this time McDonald's might actually be helping to heal people, believe it or not. While there's still so much intense fighting going on in Ukraine, people are happy to see pockets of normalcy returning in the form of Happy Meals and Big Macs. Apparently, McDonald's is going to start reopening some of its restaurants in Ukraine in the coming months.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, they're living through it, man. It's like, you know, we go through like natural disasters and everything shuts down. And you're like, this is horrible. And you're like, when am I going to get my McDonald's back or whatever? But man, when you're in a war-torn area, yeah, everything's up in the air.
And it makes me wonder, like, I know fast food isn't good for you, but I think most of us would admit that we eat it more often than we should.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm sure that's the same for these people. And so what are they doing when you can't depend on fast food?
And it's even more than that, because it's a return to normalcy for them, you know.
Yes.
And it's like getting some of your life back, reclaiming some of that. And McDonald's knows that, you know. And actually, too, McDonald's pulled out of Russia as a show of solidarity, which I think is pretty great. They closed their Ukrainian stores after the invasion, but they continued to pay more than 10,000 employees during this time. So for 6 months, they've been paying people. Like, that's a stand-up move, in addition to pulling out of Russia. And pulling out of Russia was not a cheap thing for them. It cost them $55 million a month to shut down 850 locations in Russia.
Wow.
And so I respect that. I respect the companies that are taking a stand, standing with the people of Ukraine, even though it's costing them something. But they said that they're going to begin gradually opening stores back in the capital city of Kyiv and western Ukraine and other places that are doing business away from some of the fighting. And they said that they've spoken extensively to our employees who've expressed a strong desire to return to work. And the Ukrainian economy has been severely damaged by the war. So restarting, even in a limited capacity like this, is going to help their economy too.
Yes,
so
it'll just bring up everyone's spirits and make them feel better.
So, I mean, it doesn't solve all the problems, but at least, you know, if you've ever been down in something, you get a moment of goodness and it can change, you know, your outlook for a little while. And I think that's a really good thing that's happening there. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and churches run on their volunteers, man. I mean, a lot of churches you'll see have kind of a small staff comparative to the amount of people that work there on a Sunday, and they're the lifeblood of the church. And so volunteering is kind of an important part of being a church member for a lot of people.
Yeah, and it's also a great way to get to know more people and quickly. And so I found myself volunteering at the nursery in my church.
Yeah.
And I've had experience with dealing with kids. That sounds negative, but you know, like watching them, I guess, is what I'm saying. And so I thought, oh, this will be easy. So I go in on my first Sunday doing this. A mom walks in and this kid is just, I mean, crying, clinging to her mom, won't let go, tears, red faced. And I'm like having to try and pry this kid off her mother. And I realized, just don't make eye contact with her, because every time you do, she's going to start crying. I just realized that, you know what, this volunteering situation, while I did have fun and it was great and I'll definitely do it again, it was a lot more than I had intended or expected.
Well, because you were outnumbered one time too. You had like 30 kids.
Yes.
You
know? And there were only like four of us back there. Like, wait a minute. I didn't sign up for this.
I know. And that happens all the time, man. That happens all the time. Like, you'll take on something and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay, well, you're volunteering. That's great. You could do this. And
yeah, but it made me start thinking about all those other opportunities at church where you can volunteer, like you're doing the traffic or you're greeting people at the door. I wonder if other people have felt like, oh, this is way more than I thought it was.
Yeah, it seemed simple. It seemed like I'm just going to be on the traffic team, and then all of a sudden you're like, wait, why do I live here now?
Why did I cause a traffic jam? How?
All right, 855-33-WAY-FM. Again, this is not complaining about volunteering. I want to be very clear. But sometimes when you're asked to volunteer, it becomes more than you thought it was going to be. And I'm curious if you've experienced that kind of inside your own church world. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can be on the show. We love having you on with us. 855-33-WAY-FM. Has that ever happened to you, Jasmine?
Yes. I volunteered for an event at another church because I'm a hairdresser. And I'm like, oh, this will be great. Back to school event. We give haircuts to all the families and the kids.
Oh, I love that.
But there was hundreds of people. And for some reason, they kept giving me all the little boys that wouldn't sit still.
Yeah, is this something that you would do again, despite the difficulty?
Honestly, I would, because seeing how many people is blessed because they got food, they got dental care. I would do it again, but I ain't gonna lie, I couldn't walk the next year.
Well, Jasmine, thanks for being on with us today.
Thank you.
So, Sherry, what was that volunteer moment at church that maybe was a little more than you bargained for?
Okay, so I was about to sit in service, and the pastor came up and said, hey, we're really short in the nursery, and I know you guys were just talking about this, and it just sparked the memory. And he's like, I need you to just go in and cover. I'm like, okay. So I go in, got the really little ones, like 1-year-olds in that area, and we probably had three of them that all had accidents or were about to have an accident. But it's all good. I mean, you know, we serve where we need to.
Doesn't mean we don't walk away scarred a little from it, you know?
Yeah. I didn't want the parents to see the chaos, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And then when your parents show back up, was Jimmy good? Oh, Jimmy was fine.
Yes. We had a great time.
Hey, Sherry, thanks for being on with us today.
Okay, love y'all.
If you love the music on Way FM,
this is probably like my favorite.
But have heard a new song and want to know more, here's what's new on Way.
The last song we heard from artist Andrew Rip was Jericho.
My prison turns to ruin.
I love this song. I still love this song. And so I hope any new music from him is going to be equally as good. Because it's a risk. It's a risk.
This is
so good.
Well, it's time for a new one. And Rip just released his song, Fill Up My Cup.
Fill my cup, Lord. Run it over.
Okay, wait, I got to stop for a second. Because when you said it, fill up my cup up, it sounded like it was like...
Fill up my cup.
It sounds like the name Philip.
Yeah.
Fill up my cup.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. But it's not. It's fill up my cup.
Fill my cup, Lord. Run it over. Give me love. Give me joy. Give me peace.
So the inspiration for this song came to Rip when he noticed that most of his prayers were about him. Like, God help me with this, or God provide me with this. And while it's always a good thing to continually pray throughout our day, reminding us of our need for God, he, on the other hand, wanted to do something different. You know, he wanted to have his spiritual cup filled with peace and joy through God, but he wanted to write this song as a reminder to pray those prayers, asking God to use us for his good to help others. So instead, praying for things like, hey, you know, when I walk into my job, you know, God, use me to show your peace and comfort to others. I know, Wally, you've always said, you know, make sure to put your oxygen mask on before you can help someone else. And
right. It's
kind of the same thing. He's saying, you know, we need God to fill up our cups with goodness, with joy, with peace, so that when it's filled up to overflowing, that will leak on to others through his love. So the lyrics to the song say, fill up my cup, Lord, run it over, give me love, give me joy, give me peace. And I think this is all something that we could be praying for ourselves so that we can minister to others.
Well, there you go. It's new music from Andrew Rip. Fill up my cup.
No.
It's fill my cup up.
No, it's not.
No, the song is called Fill My Cup.
No, it's not. It's called Fill Up My Cup.
I'm on Google right now. And it says Fill My Cup.
Andrew!
There's no Philip here.
Rip.
Yeah, Fill Up.
Fill Up. Well, Fill Up My Cup.
Fill My Cup. Up.
No. Fill Cup Up? No.
Yes. Here you go. It's Andrew Rip. With that part, we know.
Been walking to a city I cannot see. Through the depths of the valley where the sun can't reach. I've been high, I've been low. I've been looking for the river that could fill my soul. Been walking to a city I cannot see.
Fine print drives me nuts. I'm always like, what are they trying to hide? Hey, it's Wally. And I was actually talking about this with Betty and Gavin on our podcast the other day. Have you ever read any of the fine print on anything?
No.
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 And they know that. That's why it's important to trust the people that you do business with. Like, I closed on my refinance with United Faith Mortgage. Love those guys. And I read about nothing, you know, like, but
just
I trust
trusting.
Them. That's exactly it. Like, I trust them. And that's what's so important. This lady that they sent to the house is great. This is what this is. This is what this is. And you're like, all right, just let me sign. Let's do this.
Sign my life away. Oh,
yeah.
Whoops, so, I just gave away my child.
Yeah.
My bad.
Well, that's okay. Joke's on them. She's going to cost them a whole lot. So if you need a loan or you want to refinance your home, do yourself a favor and talk to United Faith Mortgage. They're faith-based and they do not play the fine print game. United Faith Mortgage. Start online. Call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal housing lender. License in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting Way FM.
He's wise beyond his years.
I can't really tell, but it seems like he's very good.
Here's Gavin.
Well, one thing that I think surprises me that differentiates a lot of people is just the simple thing of showering. Whether it's, you know, you're a night shower, a morning shower. I was 20 plus years old when I found out women don't wash their hair every day.
I know, you would just think, but Betty Rock, 3 weeks is your record?
No.
What?
2.5.
Yeah.
Oh, did it smell?
No, you just keep using dry shampoo, sure. And it has to be during the winter. If you do it during the summer, there's no opportunity because you're sweating.
I've seen your head sweat before.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying.
Well, you didn't need to be said.
I'm sorry.
Anyways, in the winter, it's easier to do.
Gotcha.
Absolutely. We were saying the same thing. No. I just brought up the head sweat.
It all makes sense. But according to a dermatologist, there actually is a correct way to shower and to clean yourself. And they had a few tips on this, and I thought it was very interesting. So the first one was don't shower too often. It should depend on your activity level. If you sweat a bunch every single day, like if you're construction or something like that, then yes, you can shower every day.
When you live in like the southern states where it's hot during the summer, sometimes it's a two. I had a 3 shower day the other day because I had done something I wasn't planning on doing in like sweating. I was working in the garage and I just started sweating. We had to go somewhere, shower. Then I came back, worked a little bit more. I had to go somewhere else, shower, then shower when I get home. I was like, oh my goodness, this is ridiculous. I showered more in that one day than I had in a month.
We could tell. The next tip was to keep it short. Water and cleansers like shampoo and body wash can dry out your hair and skin, so the quicker you take your shower, the better.
That's my thinking time. Like the shower, it's a good 30 minutes for me.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Until it runs out of water.
Long
That's
time.
A problem.
Yeah. Yeah. It's where I think. It's where I think about work stuff and create and things like
right.
that. It's like I don't have any distractions.
Your water bill must be crazy.
Oh yeah, it's yeah. I take longer showers than most women for sure.
Oh, absolutely. What temperature is the water?
Very hot.
Okay. They recommend that you keep it cool because it says that hot water strips away natural oils and can damage your skin. So keep the water lukewarm or cold. I've taken a cold shower before.
No.
That is inhumane.
Yeah.
It is disgusting.
There's zero reason for that.
Painful.
When we have a thing called heat, there's zero reason for taking a cold shower.
All right. And then the last one was don't wash your hair too much or too little.
Amen. What?
Okay. So, let me get your thought on this, Rock. As somebody who has gone a few weeks without showering their hair.
Oh, okay.
I do rinse my hair every day. Like I get in the shower and I put it under the water and I rinse my hair
you
every
rinse?
Day. Yeah, I don't use shampoo.
Oh, okay.
No, just rinse it out. And I never use conditioner. And then so about once a month I'll wash my hair with shampoo.
Wait, really?
Yeah, is that bad? Is that disgusting?
Well, I mean, I wash it every day. I have short hair.
I don't think it's too disgusting because there's not much hair the top of your
head. Okay,
so.
I rescind former thank you.
You walked into it, honestly.
That's on me.
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and every week we have Pastor Chad from The Prayer Wall come spend some time with us and tell us what's going on there. If you don't know what The Prayer Wall is, it's a place where you can post prayer requests and be prayed for and actually pray for people. And if you just text the word pray to 91979, we'll send you a link. It's a really cool thing. So what's going on, man?
Yeah, someone wrote in, and this just hit home to me. It seems like a mom wrote this saying, my son has created such a successful business, and it's consuming him. She's praying, let him feel peace that only knowing God can bring. I love him so, and it hurts my heart to hear him so frazzled every day.
Interesting, man, because success can be a prison, you know? And I get this. I have been a workaholic, and I got my identity through my work for so many years. And, like, the best thing someone could have prayed for me is that, like, it wasn't as successful, maybe, you know? And that's a hard prayer to make as a mom, for sure.
And I'm an entrepreneur, so it hits home for me as well, because you're right. You want success when you are starting a business. You'd rather that than you hear the small businesses who are praying for money because they're about to go under or they're going to lose their home. You want success in a business, and yet you don't want it to consume you.
But you get it out of balance. That's the thing. And it becomes the idol in your life above, you know, your relationship with God.
So when thinking about how to even pray for this, I've been doing a deep dive. My church is doing a deep dive right now in Philippians. And so this just came to my mind in Philippians chapter 1. Paul is praying for this church. He says, and I pray that your love will overflow more and more, that you will keep on going in knowledge and understanding, for I want you to understand what really matters. Mm-hmm. And I thought, that's how I would pray for this person. I don't want to pray that their business would be unsuccessful so they have more time. I want them to have knowledge and wisdom and love and to be able to know where the balance is, where they need to just say no to maybe some things that may cause a little lack of success, but also bring what really matters in life to the forefront.
If you look at the businesses, though, that they choose to put people and faith at the forefront, mm-hmm. there's no lack of, you know, success usually for them, you know, because doing those other things. Look at Chick-fil-A. Every other place can't find anyone to work at their stores. You go to a Chick-fil-A, there's 30 people working there, and they all seem happy.
And on a Saturday afternoon at like 3 p.m., not a normal eating time, the drive-thru line is backed up. Yeah. So obviously, they're probably losing a lot of money by not being open on a Sunday.
Oh, absolutely. But they're cranking out a good product, and the people seem happy, and they're reaping the benefits because people are going there. Yeah. You know. And so, yeah, I think that balance and keeping your faith first in everything that we do, whether it's our businesses or our families, is vital, you know, to actually have success. It might seem counterintuitive, but it's what will make you successful. Well, there you go. Pastor Chad, thank you so much for joining us. And if you want to be part of the prayer wall, we'd love to have you. Just text the word pray to 91979. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and I am considered largely in the industry and in life as a super tall man. A lot of people consider me a giant.
Who?
Yeah.
People, like no one in this
Can
room.
Can you give me specifics?
Chris Tomlin. Thinks that I am
so five
tall.
Foot seven or eight, yeah. Chris Tomlin.
Yeah, 5 foot six.
That you have to look up to.
Chris Tomlin, yeah. So
this is what short people say.
Yeah, I have little man syndrome for sure. So I am 5'6" and a quarter, and we like to play this game because Betty Rock likes to make fun of my height.
I don't make fun. I just like to point it out because you, on the other hand, think you're 6 foot tall.
I carry myself big.
You do.
I do.
So we play this game called Smaller or Taller, and it's where I give you the name of a celebrity, and you have to guess whether you think that person is smaller or taller than you.
It's embarrassing when you pick women, too. it's like, smaller or taller, Taylor Swift, she's 5'7". Nuts! You know?
Be looking up to her.
I know. 855-33-WAY-FM. This is a very simple game that only undoes me emotionally a little bit.
Oh, good. So it's not too bad.
What is wrong with
you? You can handle
it. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. We'll play Smaller or Taller with you right now. We have a WAY-FM gift bag coming your way if you win this. And again, very simple. All you have to do is tell Betty Rock if the celebrity is smaller or taller than me. And we set the benchmark for height at 5'6", even though I am 5'6¼".
No, you're not.
I am. And five six and a half.
Let me be, please.
With my hair done up.
Oh, I see.
Almost 5'7" with that.
Tricky.
Yeah, so 855-33-WAY-FM if you want to play. Uplifting WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show. Dana, welcome to Smaller or Taller, the game where Betty Rock will give you a celebrity. You just have to say if they are smaller or taller than me and my behemoth, 5'6". Okay, so how tall are you, Dana?
I am 5'6½".
Oh, see, I am too, but Betty Rock won't give it to me.
Dana, you're taller than Wally.
She is not. I am 5'6½". But for the purposes of this game, she's clocked me in at 5'6". We should measure me each time we play this.
No, we
just
really
should. Just to be fair, because I think I'm growing.
Okay, so Dana, I'm going to give you a celebrity. You guess whether they're smaller or taller than Wally. The first one, Daniel Radcliffe. He's Harry Potter.
Mm.
Do you think that Harry Potter is smaller or taller than Wally?
Now, are you talking about adult Daniel Radcliffe or when
he was first starting?
As he is now,
as
Daniel Radcliffe.
As he is now, his full grown capacity.
Taller.
I would have said smaller. I think he's demure. I think he is 5'5½".
Well, one of you is right. And it's Wally.
Yes!
He is 5'5".
I got it right on the money. I know small people. I know short people. I can see them. I can spot them from way up here as someone that's 5'6".
All right, you can still redeem this one, Dana. How about Adele?
No.
The singer. She's beautiful, breathtaking, has the voice of an angel. Is she smaller or taller than Wally?
Taller.
I agree with her on this one. I think that she is, like, I haven't seen much of her standing up. I usually see her at a piano, you know? And so I think she looks like she has long legs. Like, if she stood up, she would be 5'8".
Well, Dana, you're correct.
Yes!
She's taller, but she clocks in at 5'9".
5'9", I was close. I was close.
Okay.
But she slunches.
That's true. Okay, our final celebrity. Ariana Grande.
Oh, easy.
You know her from the Disney Channel. Then she became a pop princess. Is she smaller or taller than Wally?
I'm going to say smaller, but I feel like this is a trick question.
You know what? It sounds like a trick question, but there's no way she's taller than me. There's no way. She is tiny. She is tiny like Gavin. Like,
oh, no.
Yeah, no.
Gavin is the same height as you.
Gavin's
you literally
like,
are eye to eye.
He just walked back in. He's like, get my name out your mouth.
Exactly.
I'll slap you.
I think she's right. I think she's probably 5'4".
Okay, Dana, you're going with smaller?
Smaller, yeah.
Your winner today! Woo-hoo! Ariana Grande is 5'1".
5'1"?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
She's a little thing.
And because she was on that show, Victorious, and Victoria, not Jackson, but the girl
Justice
that played that, seemed a lot taller than her, but she probably wasn't that tall either.
It's so cute how the 5'6" men in this room also know their Disney Channel characters.
Yeah, we really do. Nickelodeon. That
oh, whatever.
Disney, so.
We know that too.
Ooh, you showed me.
Well, Dana, congratulations. You're picking up a WayFM prize pack today, and thanks for playing Smaller or Taller.
Thank you.
Came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott!
Now I need your help to get back in time.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. It's Friday, a glorious Friday, and we are in the time machine headed back in time. And today our pilot is a lady by the name of Lydia. Lydia, are you time machine certified?
I hope so.
Well, I do too. It's a lot of work that goes into this thing. You got to be kind of, there's a couple classes.
And this thing is held together by duct tape.
Yeah, I know, but I'm a professional, and so I'll get us through this. I'll be a co-pilot today. Lydia, what song are you taking us back in time to?
Cinderella. By Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Ooh, this is a daddy-daughter dance special for sure. Betty Rock, what time do I have to set the time machine to?
We're going all the way back to 2007.
Ooh, beep boop 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 beep boop boop boop. Love it.
It was a big year for reality TV. It was the year that Bachelor Brad Womack, he rejected both of his final ladies in The Bachelor. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. Sadly, I watched that season.
I know you did. It was also a big time for Dancing with the Stars. Marie Osmond was one of the contestants, and at one point she actually dropped and fainted live on television.
Of the samba.
Sorry.
All right, we're going to take a commercial break.
I am so sorry I laughed at that.
Like, that was inappropriate.
I understand that. You know what? If I could go back in time, we'll make, take a shorter trip, and I'll undo my laugh, and then we'll go back in time to Cinderella. So, Lydia, why do you want to hear Cinderella by SCC?
When I was 12, my dad and I were running errands, and that song came on the radio, and he took my hand, and with tears in his eyes, he said to me that you're going to grow up someday. But you'll always be my little girl.
Wow.
I had told myself right there at 12, I was like, I'm going to remember this.
Aww.
And so in 2018, when I married the love of my life, I made sure that this song played at our reception for the father-daughter dance. I will never forget his face when he heard the song again.
Oh, that is so, so good. What a great reason to play this song. And I know it's a great song for dads everywhere. And it's especially sentimental to Stephen Curtis Chapman as well. So all the way back to 2007, it's Stephen Curtis Chapman, Cinderella for Lydia on Way FM.
She's ways to whatever song plays without a care in the world. And I'm sitting here wearing the weight of the world on my shoulders. It's been a long day and there's still work to do. She's pulling at me saying that I need.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
For For those who take pride in being fiercely independent, it takes a lot for them to speak up when they realize they need help. And that's where actress Kaylee Cuoco found herself when she was walking through her recent divorce. So Cuoco was starting to notice the toll her role on the show was taking on her mental health. She plays a character that's walking through like some depression, some loneliness, and she was seeing that play out in her own life.
Like the character she plays in this show is she's a raging alcoholic. And it's heavy.
Yeah.
And it's when you watch her just spiral. It's not a good show, by the way. but like, it's not a healthy show. But like, it's one of those things where you feel for this character. Like, I felt myself getting drugged down, like, oh my goodness, not again.
Right. So she was actually, despite just acting that out, she was actually experiencing that in her own life, and it was making it worse. So she took it upon herself to host her own intervention.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so she asked her producers and friends to come to her trailer on the set, and that's where she told them that despite the facade that she was able to put on that acted like she was okay, she let them know that she actually wasn't and that she needed help.
Oh, good for her. I respect that. What are you looking at me for?
What could you be smiling for?
Because he is fiercely independent.
Right.
And you don't want to ask for help.
Right.
And
I respect it. I don't think I could ever do it. That's
right.
What I'm saying.
I commend Kaylee Cuoco for getting the help that she needed. And the thing is, too, her friends came through.
Right.
Like, they helped her through all of that.
Absolutely. And I know, like, on the level of, like, hearing someone say, hey, I am not in a good place and I need your help. Like, I do. I respect that. I don't think I could do it. Like, I just don't. I don't think I could stage my own intervention and ask for help. And
should we stage an intervention for you?
If you're not busy this weekend.
Oh,
if
it's not busy. Too much.
Oh, okay. Got other things to do. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And I was talking a few weeks ago about Delta losing my bags. And I mentioned it once or twice because it was like a 9-day cruise and had no bag. And then eventually got it back. And it was frustrating to me, obviously. And we've talked before about like horror stories of travel. And one lady had called. She's like, well, I work for the airline company. And that's not fair because there's a lot of stuff going on. We're understaffed. And I get all of the problems with it. But still, inside of that, you can treat people well and you can be human inside of that, you know. And I recently had a story from Pastor Chad, who works with us on the prayer wall. He was traveling and they got up at 3:00 in the morning to go to the airport. They get there, they fly out, they have a meeting in Chicago and they're coming home. And so they've been traveling all day. They get to the airport early. They get their flight and they can't land because of weather. And the pilot tried to land and could not complete the landing.
Right.
So they diverted them to another airport. So in the middle of that, the pilots timed out. So they had to get another pilot and crew there. They sat on the tarmac for like an hour. Then they got to the gate and they had to wait another 5 hours before getting home at 2 a.m. So he traveled for like 23 hours.
Okay, so that's all the bad stuff.
Exactly. So that's the bad part of this. But here, he was flying Southwest. So they get there and Southwest is like, we are so sorry for this. They did the obligatory, hey, you're all getting like $200 vouchers. Like, great. That's a great start. Mm-hmm. But then they did something different. They ordered pizza because every place was closed in the airport they diverted them to because it was so late. And they ordered pizza for them. And Domino's brought pizza. They brought a bunch in. Then everybody ate pizza.
Nice.
Pizza solves so many problems.
Yeah. And two, if you have a lot of customers that are hangry,
yes,
they're going to say things out of hurt, out of an empty stomach,
yep,
that they wouldn't necessarily say if they had a stomach full of pizza.
See, and that's the thing, man. And it didn't cost them a lot of money to do this. They brought in, you know, 20 pizzas or something like that. And in the grand scheme of things, not that much. But the amount of goodwill it bought and patience, and you're thinking, oh, this is a company that actually cares about me. What a nice thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. And I'm like, good on you, Southwest.
Yes.
I love flying Southwest. I try to fly them anytime I can. but I thought that was really great. And in balance, because we talk about all the horror stories, I would love to hear if you've had a really great airline experience recently, you know. 855 33WayFM. That's how you can be on the show, because it's real easy to complain about stuff and be negative. I'm the world's best at that. But like sometimes we forget to share the stories of people getting it right and people doing it well. And this was a great story of Southwest doing it right by their customer and taking care of people. So what is your good airline story? 855-33-WAY-FM. You might inspire somebody who's dreading traveling this weekend. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. So what's yours, Stephanie?
We flew to New York to drop our youngest child off at West Point. It was an emotional week. We got back on the flight to come home. Stuck on the tarmac together. Missed flight by moment in Atlanta. And I was, you know, upset. And I thought, you know what? There's a reason I'm not on this flight. God, you know, I'm going to give it to you. You're going to take care of us. Delta was so good to us. They gave us food vouchers. They gave us a room for the night. There was a pregnant lady who was so upset. They booked her room in the same place as ours. We were able to help her get to her room, get her food. It was just a blessing that we thought was going to be, you know, something that wasn't a blessing. We ended up having to catch the flight the next morning, but Delta was so good to us. My luggage got torn up in the midst of it. I got a brand new piece of luggage out of it. I just can't thank God enough for the blessings that you don't really realize are there until you try to stop looking at the negative and realize the positive in all of it.
It's funny because we are talking about positive stories and you chose to find the good in it, like the opportunity to help somebody out. And even like you're like, oh, my luggage got destroyed, but it was great.
It was just an experience that we were able to go back and tell others, you know, God is good. And we thought it was a bad thing to miss that flight, but that pregnant lady truly needed help and we were there to help her.
Well, there you go. I love it. And that's why we're doing this. We're focusing on some of the good travel stories that happen these days on airlines. So thank you very much, Stephanie.
Thank you. God bless you.
What is yours there, Tammy?
This was shortly after 9/11 and we had, it was pretty sad. We had to go to a funeral and my son was very leery on flight, was very nervous, and the co-pilot came and must have sensed that and actually took him to the cockpit and let him sit in his seat and showed him some of the little doohickeys on how to, you know, fly the plane. And it turned his whole flight from night to day. I mean, it was, he actually was so excited compared to the 5 minutes prior to that.
That's pretty cool, too, right after 9/11 to actually do that when things were super heightened security-wise for this guy to help your son out like that. And that's something that has stuck with you, too. And you're right, it didn't take much time or effort, but it made a difference. It made an imprint.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm going to look scared on my next flight and see if I get a little trip to the cockpit. Well, Tammy, thanks for being on with us.
Awesome. Thank you for having me, and God bless you guys, and have a wonderful weekend.
All right, Erica, you're up. What is your good airline travel story?
Yeah, so I was trying to fly home from Dallas to Portland 1 year, and I had used an app that I hadn't normally used. So apparently I didn't pay very close attention when I was booking, and when I went to fly home, I arrived at the wrong Dallas airport.
Oh, because you have Love Field and then you have DFW.
Yes, and I arrived at DFW and I was supposed to be at Love Field an hour away.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so obviously I was a little distressed, and Alaska Airlines, without really even skipping a beat, decided to make it right for me, even though it was my error, and they changed my flight for DFW to Portland without charge.
Oh, that's great, man. Yeah, and seeing they won you as a customer, too, because they treated you well, and it wasn't a big deal to do, but boy, howdy, that makes a difference.
Yes, and that wasn't the first time they'd saved me.
You got confused on which airport again?
No, I'd had another issue with arriving too early.
Sounds like you should drive places, like, Erica. Like, I we're finding out it's a you problem.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to travel alone.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting WayFM. This here is the Wally Show. A little good news, giddy up. A couple rapid fire good news stories coming at you. Because if you watch the news, you can go, oh, that's a little bit heavy. So we're going to lighten things up here a bit. Betty Rock, let's start with you. Good news, giddy up. Go.
Do you remember when fire stations had dogs?
Yes. That was always a stereotype. Yeah.
It is. It definitely is. You always see them with the Dalmatian.
Yeah, see?
But they stopped doing that. But it turns out that the idea is coming back around.
Oh, good.
But they're going to be using strays.
Oh, even better.
I know. So they're doing this to boost morale. And the program also doubles as a way to help find those dogs permanent forever homes.
I think that's cool, too, because, like, you know, when you talk about therapy dogs and stuff like that, and fire people have stressful jobs. And so coming back to the station at the end of the day and having that dog that's just like, yes, hey, happy to see you,
right,
would be awesome. And if it's a stray, that's even better.
I know. Ah, it's just all the way around great news.
The good news in my heart's about to explode right now. That's so good. And here's one. This was kind of nice. It doesn't take a lot to do something for somebody to have an impact on their life. There's a woman who just had twins, and she was checking out in the grocery line, and both of the twins started crying. It's like stereo. And as a mom, like, you get stressed. You're trying to make them stop, and you're trying not to bother everybody and get through with what you got to get through. And so there's a random person who finished scanning her items for her because she was like at the self-checkout, and then they ended up paying for the stuff for her too.
Aww.
As just a nice little, hey, I see you today. It's a tough day.
That's,
I get it.
Awesome, because yeah, I know a lot of moms feel overlooked, and so for someone to do that just is so cool.
Instead of giving her the stink eye, like, exactly, control your children.
Exactly.
They took a negative and made it, yeah, a positive. And that right there is why we do a little good news giddy up.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.